good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE Studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Always good to get a little common sense sprinkled into our morning program here. And once a month, we can count on that with Dr. Jennifer Thomas. Jen, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Welcome back.
Yes, back again. And I am very glad the weekend is over. And that event that Chuck was talking about earlier, I was telling you before we went on the air, it went better than I had even hoped for. And so that's always, I think even my students were like, wow, this is, yeah. We had a ton of people and just a lot of enthusiasm. And it's like they don't believe me when I tell them, oh, it's going to be, you know, and then they're like, you weren't lying. This was really great.
You were telling the truth.
Yeah, and they did. They got to interact with so many different people, and all of them have different questions, so it is. It's just such a good, you know, it's a lot of stuff we talk about when we do this, and they do. They just have questions, and that's their chance to ask them, and the students are like, well, I can answer that, so.
Well, I guess you probably gave away everything you brought out there then, I would assume.
We did. Yeah. All the samples and everything. And then when I leave here, I get to go back to work and call the winners whose names were drawn for the bigger prizes. So that makes for a good Monday morning, not just for me, because people love phone calls when you're telling them they won something.
Yeah.
And so gonna make some days there, hopefully.
Well, a positive experience for all the vendors that were there. And
yes.
Good to see a healthy turnout.
Yes.
For that event. On Saturday out at Flint Hills Mall. Well, nicely done.
Thank you.
Certainly a positive experience for all out there. Well, this month's topic, and I like this. I don't know if we've ever touched on this specifically before, have we?
I don't think we have. I think we might, years ago, I think we might have talked about cinnamon.
Okay,
maybe, and like cinnamon and honey. That
remember some of the individual spices, but spices as a whole,
I don't think we ever have.
Well, we are today, by gosh.
We are.
So a lot of spices. I mean, we could be here forever, really.
Right, and that's the thing. It's a pretty broad topic, and I, just like every month, I encourage everyone to go and go on the KVOE website and download. This is different. This is different from the typical handouts that I give, but my students, when I suggested this topic to Ron, I was telling him, you know, ESU Health and Human Performance has a partnership with USD 253 doing wellness education for their employees. It's part of their employee wellness program. And so twice a month, my students on a Tuesday evening go and do presentations over different topics. And we typically survey the employees once a year. Hey, what are you wanting to know about? And this was actually a couple of weeks ago, the most recent topic that my students addressed for the employees, and they absolutely loved it. And it was just very, very, some of them were like, I knew that, but I had forgotten it. And then some of the things on here, they're like, I had no idea. But so this is actually, you posted it in kind of the slides.
Yep.
I gave you the slides from that presentation, and I thought, well, that would be good too, because if there are business owners out there or people who run any sort of entity, like we do them for SOS as well, who are like, I would love occasionally to have some education done for my employees on different topics, this will let them see kind of what the slides look like when we present the information. And I'll give you a hint. We try to make it very, very visually appealing and easy to understand, easy to follow. They're not dull. And so I thought, well, that's kind of a two benefits there in terms of posting the slides instead of individual handouts. But at the very beginning, I was giving my students a hard time. I said, now I know you're not history teachers, but buckle up. Here we go. And so that was the first thing that they went over, was the history of spices. And that's where a lot of the district employees were like, oh my gosh, yeah, I knew that they were originally very, very valuable. Spices were used as currency at one point, and they were considered more valuable than like a bar of gold, which is just crazy.
Because,
you know, gold, I mean, that's something to this day, you know, maintains its value. And they were used to trade because spices were very, very regional. It was based on your climate, you know, where you live, what you could grow. And so this area could grow one, and they would be able to trade that spice with people in another area who couldn't grow it but wanted it, and it was like money. And so we just don't, we go to the grocery store now, the market, wherever, and we have every spice to choose from, you know, whether it's fresh or whether it's in a jar, you know, and they're just there. And we're able, obviously, we do that. We can import from all over the globe. So they have become very global. But it was just very, very interesting to talk about that and how, just a little trivia for anyone out there, whoever, you know, gets asked a question, India is the number one. They rank number one in terms of being the country that's the largest spice producer in the world.
My goodness. And India is the most populous country.
Right,
in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. By far.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
In fact, we could add a billion to our population and still,
we wouldn't be close.
Nope.
Right. what were you going to say, Chad?
Oh, I'm just kind of curious, you know, based off of especially like in the pre, you know, like before Christ era.
Uh-huh.
I'm really curious as to what some of those really expensive spices were. I'm assuming salt was kind of on that list because of, you know, people living in warm climates where meat kind of went bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd have to have that as a preservative. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know a lot about that. I always think frankincense
and myrrh. Yep.
and well, as a kid, being like, "What the heck are those?" I don't even know what that is.
They say, but you know, on your sheet here, we've got black pepper, cinnamon. Were 2000 BCE.
Okay,
pepper and herbs.
Okay.
Were there as well. That's not like on the first one, very top of the slides.
Okay.
Where your early history.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Right there.
2000 BC, yep. Yeah.
I don't see salt in there anywhere. Incredibly.
I don't know. And then it goes on to Mesopotamia, which is another, you know, kind of historical, and it says they use cloves. And that's still, you know, pretty popular. And well, and then it gets into the other, we talk about currency, but just that they're used as medicine. And that really is what a lot of this presentation was focusing on, was how when, you know, we talk about food is supposed to be medicine repeatedly on here, everything from avocados. And I mean, we've gone over so many foods that have medicinal properties over the years. But when you add spices to your foods, you're kind of doubling up in terms of those protective factors. And that really was the focus here. That very first slide that has the boxing gloves on it.
Yeah.
and it says the facts. It says herbs like basil are the leaves of a plant, while spices like cinnamon are usually made from the seeds, berries, bark, or roots of a plant. And again, my students that had to study this to present it were like, huh, okay, all right, good to know, right? Good to know. But the seeds, the berries, the bark, or the roots of a plant. And it says both are used to flavor, both the herbs and the spices are used to flavor food, but research shows they're chock full of healthy compounds that may have protective health benefits. And then it says herbs and spices fight inflammation and can reduce damage to your body's cells because each one is rich in phytochemicals. And that is something that was one of the very first things we ever talked about on one of my morning show visits, is because when you talk about phytochemicals, now that is spelled P-H-Y-T-O, phyto. But when I teach it to my students, I say, that's how it's spelled, but you can picture F-I-G-T-H because those phytochemicals are what help us fight off disease. It helps your immune system fight off bacteria, viruses, fungus, all that stuff that can make us sick. And phytochemicals, we first and foremost think of fruits and vegetables. And so again, that was one of the very first visits we ever had on here. And obviously fruits and vegetables, very, very good for us. But how great to know that they're also found in so many of these spices, and we'll get to some specific ones here in a second, but that do fight that inflammation, because inflammation is a huge issue for a lot of people, and unfortunately a lot of them don't even know it, because it's that internal inflammation as opposed to like, oh, my knee is swollen. So it fights inflammation and then reduces damage to your body cells, which can be a lot of things, but that's a lot of your cancer. So it protects against that. So this is this is an important thing.
Well, and it goes on to say adding herbs and spices, another benefit, cutting back on other ingredients mm-hmm. that may not be as healthy.
Yeah, that when you spice your food and make it that flavorful, you tend to cut down on using salt, sugar, and maybe some added fats. So that can
beneficial,
help,
indeed.
Yeah, in the calorie department. So, yeah.
Positive. So, again, all of these handouts, or I guess they're handouts, but the slides are on our website, kboe.com. Get on the Dr. Jen page, and they will all be right there for you. Now, let's talk about healthy ways to use spice, Dr. Jen.
Yes, and it says whether you use spices fresh or dried, you will get beneficial compounds. Experts point out that frying or grilling can decrease spices antioxidants while microwaving, simmering, or stewing. And those last two, if it does ever stop being 87 degrees yeah, out, yes. which Ron and I were like, come on.
come on.
Oh, my gosh. You know, when we see simmering and stewing, we think of chili, soup, stews, things like that. And that's great. It has that time to simmer. We all love, again, to walk into our houses and have it smell, yeah. you know, like those spices. But when it does simmer or stew, it says foods with spices can actually heighten their antioxidant levels. So, again, just a good thing to know. And again, if you're going to grill, it's not that it completely eliminates them or anything like that. It just might reduce it a little bit. But and then it does say, in terms of, like you said, healthy ways to use spices, get them into your system. It says if you're tempted to take supplements to increase your dose of these beneficial compounds, it's important to note that commercial supplements aren't strictly regulated, which we've also talked about over the years on this show. They aren't strictly regulated, which means you can't always be certain what, if it's a pill or a powder, what they actually contain. Now, some entities that do produce supplements, if they're smart, they will have a third party test them and verify, you know, how potent they are and how clean they are, and then they'll get that stamp of approval. But unfortunately, a lot of them are sold and none of that's done, and people just, they kind of get ripped off, yep. and they're not as potent as you think. So now if we move on to that next one, it says regardless of other health benefits, spices add flavor to food and can make healthy meals delicious and are a healthy way, here it is,
here
to
it is.
Get you out of an eating rut. Now here's something funny. These presentations that my students, and like in this worksite class that I teach, I have 37 students in there, and they get to rank their top choices for what they want to go out and present about. And it was two guys that presented on this topic. That just, I found that so funny. And both of them said that they had, they did meal prep and they got into a situation where they were so tired of chicken, they could have like screamed. They were just, it got, and so both of them had actually done their homework on how can I jazz this up? How can I make this so that I actually want to eat it? And, you know, salt and pepper and you know, just some of your basic ones get very old very fast.
Took a deeper dive into this then. Huh?
Right. And so it says they are a healthy way to get you out of an eating rut. And everyone can get into a rut. But my college students are particularly creatures of habit. They just, like, get something and get on a kick and they just write it out as long as they can. And so this can really, I think a lot of people can relate to that, and they do want to jazz things up. And so spices are a great way to do that. And so then what we did from there, you see that next slide says in big letters, which ones are the best? Because that most all of them are good for you. Some are a lot more versatile than others and go well with certain things. But there is actually a list of ones that both dietitians, scientists together believe to be the best ones. So do we want to go over some of those real quick?
Let's mention them.
All right. Well, the happy news for those who are worried about, is she going to say curry? it's so strong. But the number one spice was cinnamon.
Okay.
When they rank them, and again, I know we've talked about that on here before. We covered this at the Health Fest the other day. We actually gave away little packets of cinnamon that are really, really potent, and it says studies say that it helps lower blood sugar. We do also know it helps keep blood sugar level throughout the day. So we always tell people if you're at risk for type 2 diabetes, and even if you're not, Put it on and in everything, your oats, your yogurt, your beverages, you know, whatever you can. And it says cinnamon, they know, may also provide heart healthy benefits such as reducing high blood cholesterol and triglyceride levels. And most everybody out there knows that those are things we want to keep reduced.
Okay.
So, and then the nice thing on each of these slides is we then, and I kind of just jumped to this, but we then gave a tip, a meal tip for, hey, how can I work this in daily, weekly, whatever? And it says, try sprinkling it on your yogurt, on your fruit. I know we talked years ago about how good it is on pineapple, especially if you grill pineapple and put cinnamon and there's other spices you can put on there. But fruit, hot cereal like oatmeal, use it in stews or chilies or as a meat rub.
Cinnamon, now, good. Nice
very,
effort there.
Very good. And then that following slide, I don't know if you took a look at that. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I, sometime before my November visit, I make Cincinnati chili all the time, and I'm going to bring it in to you to try on a day when it's not 87 degrees, okay?
I've never heard of Cincinnati chili.
Okay. Chuck, have you heard of it?
My dad's from Cincinnati, so he knows about it, yep.
Okay, have you had it before?
He never called it that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've had it before.
Okay, because it is spiced differently. And then the big kicker here is that it, because this bothers people, but it's made like chili. You make it in the pot. You know, you put all those ingredients together, but you put it over spaghetti noodles.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, and they've actually.
A lot of cheese too.
Yes.
I think,
and,
so.
then you're supposed to dress it. And yes, it's sharp cheese, beans. I think it's, what's it say? Kidney beans, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, kidney beans, chopped onion. So if you're a true Cincinnatian and you do it the traditional way, you put all that stuff on top. In my household, they're like, no. So they'll do the cheese, but the beans and the chopped onion, they're like, get that away from here. So
yeah, onion, chili powder, oregano, cocoa powder, cinnamon, allspice, cayenne, black pepper. Wow, got a lot going on here.
Yep, and that was why we made it that night. Again, it's kind of cool because the district does their lunch and learns in the evening, so not actually over the lunch hour, but in the evenings, and a lot of them do show up hungry, and so I let them try that, and as they're sitting there eating it, they were like, it's different. The cocoa, the cinnamon, I mean, that's not typical in our spaghetti, Italian spaghetti sauce, or a normal chili, but they couldn't get over that list that you just read. They were like, there are so many spices in here, so many different ones, and they all just blend together really well. And then with that cocoa and stuff, it's just very different, but it's very tasty.
And that recipe is on the
slides. It is on there.
Yep.
So another selling point to get on there and check that out. And so, yeah, that just kind of segued us into the turmeric, which we've talked about before.
Yep.
And it is the big thing with that one is its ability to reduce inflammation. A lot of people do take that as a supplement as well. But again, just make sure if you're going to do that, that it's one that your body can absorb. But it does point out that can be on roasted vegetables, roasted meats, in tacos, or to create a curry.
Ginger.
And this this was a one that actually some of the people who attended this want, they knew about this, but it says ginger is a tropical plant. It's been used in Asian cultures for thousands of years to treat upset stomach, diarrhea, and nausea. So more pleasant than Pepto, I can guarantee you that. Yeah. But it does come in convenient forms, including lollipops, candies, capsules, and teas. And you see those, they're called tummy pops. I'm like, I wish that had a better name. I wish those had a better name. But they were actually really, really good. Everybody got to try one of those at this presentation, and they were very impressed with how they kind of had a kick to them. I mean, you could definitely taste the ginger, but and they are meant to just if you do start to get an upset stomach. It talks about how pregnancy-related nausea, upset stomach after surgery is very common with people. This is just a simple way to, you can have one of those that looks like a little lollipop, and it can help settle that. So, and then, yeah, it says cuts the severity of motion sickness and sometimes can prevent the symptoms altogether. So,
yeah, very, very good.
That's something ginger. People deal with. Yeah.
I didn't know a lot of that. Garlic. I love garlic. Love it.
You gotta love garlic. And that one is, again, most people are very relieved to see that on the list because it is so common here. And it is commonly used in again, a lot of the things that we make this time of year, like spaghetti sauce, chili, things like that. So, but it is heart protective, and it also is associated with cancer prevention. So, but heart is the big thing for heart health. So, it says you can pair fresh or powdered garlic with olive oil and peppers to flavor your vegetables. Use it with rosemary to make a tasty meat rub. You can use you can sprinkle it in soups and salad dressings too. Very, very versatile. And some people like a lot.
Yes.
And some people like just a little. But you can kind of modify that to what you like.
It is. It is good.
Yep.
And it's nice to hear it's good for you.
So, yes.
And there's a lot of things you can use garlic with.
Right.
So.
Yep.
And cayenne.
Cayenne.
Top that's, 10.
That has been the one of the recent ones over the last 10, 15 years. Researchers who I'm sure had a lot of fun in the process studying the super, super spicy spice. But it has capsaicin in it. And that is what reduces, it says, the number of pain signals sent to your brain. So you don't register as much discomfort. It says it works on pain caused by arthritis and diabetes-related nerve damage. You can apply creams with capsaicin directly on your joints and muscles. And a lot of people out there, probably their doctors have told them that, but it's just good news in case it's new to someone. It does talk about in our cuisine, it's used in like Southwestern American cooking, but also Mexican, Creole, and Cajun. So for people who that's their taste.
Yeah.
When you hear Cajun, you tend to think spicy, jumbo and things like that. But, or gumbo, sorry. But, it says use this spice anytime you want to heat your food. It's great in chili soup, stews, and on meat. And for a fun dash, we just said this with the Cincinnati chili, you can add chocolate. And they actually make dark chocolate with hot peppers and the cayenne infused in it.
And they're saying you can add a dash to hot chocolate?
Yeah, yes. Huh. You can add it to hot chocolate. You can add it to any type of chocolate. They're very, very, what do you call that? They complement each other well. Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
I would not want it in my hot chocolate. I'd be going... Yeah, that would be me. So
I don't know about that. Well, hey, great information. We invite you to hop on the Dr. Jen page and click on the on-air tab. There'll be a drop-down menu. Dr. Jen is right at the top of that drop-down. And click on that, and all this slide presentation will be there. I don't know if Aaron's got it up. I don't think he has quite up yet.
Okay.
But it'll be here probably by today, end of the day. So. But, yeah, invite you to check that out. A lot of great information on there. That is for sure. So what, we're just coming off the fall break at ESU?
Yes, fall break. Last weekend, fall break, and then this coming weekend, next weekend, is homecoming.
Homecoming, it's here. Homecoming is here.
Yeah, and people were asking me at the thing on Saturday, how do you guys decide when you're going to do it? I'm like, well, we have to go around a lot of things, including fall break and homecoming, and then also when the mall's available. So I said, this was what it was. So it's not really a set date. We have to go around the calendar. So
There certainly is. Well, there's so much going on. Why do you have it this weekend? Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Mm-hmm. There is always something going on, so there's no way to, maneuver around.
Right.
You're just going to have to do it.
Yep. And sometimes there's multiple things that you want to go to on a weekend, so you try to make it work. But no, we're very thankful for all the people that made time to come out, and a lot of them were on their way, or coming from something else. And we did. We had people coming in 11:15. They're like, I made it, and they had been at something else. So that was great.
Well, good. Great information as always. And hey, if you have any suggestions for topics you would like Dr. Jen to cover, please let us know here. Email us at kvoe@kvoe.com and we'll get the info to Dr. Jen and she'll look and see if we can't wrap a program around that.
Absolutely.
Love to do it. Always good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State Monthly Visit here at KVOE Live and Local. It's 8:48.
The Israeli military stepping up its offensive by striking targets across Gaza, even as some